Thank you, Professor Kirby. Thank you very much. What do you got in that package, Rosie?
Instant entertainment.
Oh, well, stir that whole botch up.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
And everything nice.
What do you got there, Rosie? What's that bit? A new Sara Lee limerick?
A new Sara Lee cake, Bing. New Sara Lee apple and spice cake.
Apple and spice. Sure sounds great.
There's never been a cake like this before, Bing. Its delectable goodness comes from the flavor of orchard fresh apples blended with imported spices, grade AA creamery butter, and toasted hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts, too?
Why, sure. It's got toasted hazelnut icing. It's the most fabulous frosting a cake ever had.
How about that?
And like all Sara Lee cakes, it's completely baked and iced. All you do is serve and enjoy.
Perchance you have a limerick on that?
Yes, listen. A gal whose cakes were so fine, to bake can now sweetly decline. She said you can see why I buy Sara Lee. They're apple and spice cakes divine.
Oh, we might even sing a song to it.
Merrily, merrily, only Sara Lee tastes so good.
Professor Cole, I tell you what you do. Just kind of vamp a little, huh? Let's see what ensues.
Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping in a little cottage. Cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home.
Miseries is a show business must. No singer or actor can feel his best when he has a miserable cold. And that's why smart performers insist on fast relief from cold miseries. Listen.
Movie stars can't let cold and sinus congestion spoil their performance. So what do they do? Listen to Rod Cameron's answer.
When my head gets stopped up from cold and sinus trouble, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Then you feel better fast.
Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing, too. Right, Rod Cameron?
It sure is. With four-way, I start to feel better right away.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package. Only 39 cents.
This moment, friends, I'm delighted to report that Miss Rosemary Clooney is sashaying to the mic to engage in a song with me.
What type of song shall we do, Bing?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what do you say we do a love song?
Might be nice. You know, I was wondering, shall we do an out-and-out mushy love song or something sultry and sophisticated and sneaky?
What do you mean, a sneaky love song?
Ooh, a song like people will say we're in love.
Oh, that's a good example.
I think so.
Okay, let's sneak into it.
We should have worn our sneakers.
Let's kick our shoes off at least.
Oh, it's better with your shoes off. Mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting.
Thank you.
people will say we're in love.
How about a game of charades, gang?
Charades?
That's one of my favorites, Rosie. Someone acts out a story, you know, and the others try to guess it.
That sounds like fun. Go ahead, Ken. You start.
Let's see now. He's kind of drooping. His tongue is sticking out.
I got it. You're an old shoe.
Right. Now get this.
The letter S, and he's shooting a gun.
Oh, that's easy. S and kill. Skill.
Great. Now watch me closely. This one's important.
Meow.
I got the cat, but what's the bit with your hair?
Black. Get it? Black cat. You don't have to go any further, Ken. I think we've got the whole story now.
Oh, what you're trying to say is that discarding shoes with lots of wear left is downright wasteful.
And that the shoe repairer with skill and modern equipment can turn old shoes into better than new ones.
You know, it sounds almost as though we rehearsed this.
No. Anyone could have guessed you were telling the story of a skilled craftsman who can make a family's budget stretch further.
One thing nobody has to guess at. You can quickly tell your shoe repairer is giving you top-quality products as well as first-class service by the famous cat's paw sign in his window.
Outstanding products like cat's paw twin grip soft resilient heels and soles, and lighter than leather, lighter than rubber microlite soles by cat's paw guarantee you the best underfoot.
So visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous cat's paw cat when any pair of your family shoes need mending, and add many miles of walking comfort economically.
Be sure to ask for cat's paw products by name, and look for cat's paw on new shoes too.
Ken, ever since you told me that the women of this country spend $7 billion a year for beauty, I have been, really, I've been more or less in a state of shock. That was a traumatic revelation.
Kind of rocks you.
Oh.
Billions for beauty. The new beauty salons really show it, Bing.
Oh, boy, they're a far cry, aren't they, from the first beauty parlors.
That's what they called them, too. They were always beauty parlors.
You know, we had one in Spokane.
And now look at how many there are.
Hundreds. The salons, too.
Yeah. Remember the old beauty parlors? They were uninspired, poorly lit. The equipment was, well, just primitive.
Yeah, but the customers, they were eager.
Oh, yes. Those operators were not, they weren't skilled at all.
Not in those days.
They were learners, more or less. Really untrained.
I can't believe it.
Facts, Rosie. We're giving you the straight.
Oh, but the first beauty operators were quite expert at burning scalps and charring hair and generally putting their clients through all sorts of torture.
Oh, yes. Actually, the beauty business in its early years was more or less Like an Inquisition, yeah. Torture chamber, sort of, yeah.
I can still remember walking by the beauty parlor back in Peoria and getting dizzy from the smell of burning hair.
Yeah. How about that Hannah Wrench?
Oh, murder.
Were conditions really that bad,
fellas? They were worse. We're playing it down. See, in those days, plenty of women were injured in the early days.
Yeah, those were the pioneer women of this century.
Apparently.
Yeah, they were the types, you know, who formerly were only found in wagon trains and peeping over stockades, trying to get a pot shot at an invader. They were the sort of women who could shoulder a musket. These women were, you bet. At least that's the strain from whence they descended.
And Rosie, these brave ladies who gritted their teeth and clenched their fists and endured the pain inflicted by the early beauty operators, they are the ones who paved the plush way for the luxurious and lavish and perfectly safe treatments that you girls enjoy nowadays.
You see?
Yeah, someone had to do it, I guess.
It's just like the singing around here. Someone's got to do it.
Well, the snow is snowing. Oh, wind keeps blowing. But I can weather this storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Really can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Listen again now, won't you?
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.